For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
I speak to us one more time, grant us understanding and illumination in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can take our seat. Praise God. I'm never happy to be in church. Your life will never be the same forever in the name of Jesus. As we hear the word of God, you will behold His presence. Things are happening to you. Praise God. All these prayers, all these prophecies, they will come to pass. Amen. C.S. Lewis says that when you look, you see, it looks as if nothing is happening. But when you look back, everything has changed. Is that not true? When you look at it, nothing happened. But when you look at pretentively, everything has changed. Praise God. Very soon we look behind and say, wow, this thing was said. This thing was spoken. See, after me testified that out of 52 people we have done, me to God do my own. And God answered his prayer. See, that's a good prayer point. Like positive jealousy. What will you say to somebody? You just settle me. It's a good one. You know, there are strategic plays. You know, there's a time to make ever. We want to make ever. That the temperature of the garlic that when you like to cool down the ever will look like same old. That's not true. But there are sensitive moments in church and every time. There is a word that will come from you and that's the way you pick your phone and that's the way somebody just touch you, so that's the way you begin to speak, that's the way you begin to look at the pastor's suit and say, so you know even well I am, and you'll be distracted. So be sensitive to those moments. Hallelujah. I'm going to confirm your words in the name of Jesus Christ. Lifestyle of prayer part 2. Hallelujah. Last Sunday we'll look at the lifestyle of prayer part 1. How many of us were blessed? I was blessed. And then these 2 weeks have really been awesome. Things that we didn't plan for have been awesome. All the midweek services. And then it's been awesome. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 11 verse 17. Hallelujah. Praise God. What is the real meaning of poetic? What is the meaning? Go back. There's none like you. Oh, okay. Can we read together? And he taught them. And he taught, saying unto them, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the what? Come on, are we together? Is anybody for God is God good? Can you see? Alright, let's be together. And he taught, saying unto them, is it not written, my house shall be what? Called of all nations the house of prayer. But you have made it a den of thieves. Hallelujah. The disciples were with Jesus Christ 3.5 years. Even an evil man was with Jesus Christ. What he was asking for is how to multiply water to wine. So his business will grow. 3 years. Even now, someone was there with Jesus Christ. He was asking how to be violent. You know, for they were with Jesus Christ for 3.5 days and they only asked him to teach them one thing. If he was a pastor, the pastor would say, teach me how to do miracles. 3 of us. But the only thing I'm going to look 11 verse 1 was what the only question they asked Jesus Christ was how you teach them how to pray. That not true? That was the only thing. If it's me, I wouldn't ask him to teach me how to pray. Just teach me how to produce a result. Just how do you raise a dead? How do you raise a woman? A man has been dead for 4 days. But the only question they have asked God to teach them. Because they noticed that after he had gone and prayed, he came out, the story is no longer the same. Before prayer, he was normal, but after prayer, the Bible says, rising up a great day before sunrise, he goes to pray. And then they notice that, okay. No, talk about people that believe about that. After they have gone back, they say, there's something happening in that place. Is that not true? So they notice that the only thing producing these results should be his prayer. Because it was with them, they were eating together the same food. They were, of course, they know it very well. They have watched his boxers, watched his singular. There's no anointing on these things. It's normal. The only thing that makes a difference is that prayer. And that was the only thing they asked him for. And may you ask God for that is very request in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. No, there are many things that worship will not do for you. As a matter of fact, in the kingdom, everything is mutually exclusive. That is mutually exclusive. You know, Venn diagram set. Everything, there are things that worship. The Bible says, Paul and Silas, they what? They pray and then they sang. So only singing will not solve your problem. Only worship. Say me, my only need is worship. I must not pray. My secret to God's presence, only praise and worship. Very, very good. A good thing to say. But there are things that praise and worship will not do. That is the truth. There are things that only prayer cannot do. There are things that only knowledge or knowing the word of God will not do. So you need all the mutually exclusive events put together. You understand, guys? You need to be an addicted. As a matter of fact, I was yesterday, what I was praying, the Holy Spirit led me. There are some things in the Bible where you notice that they work together. Example, prayer and fasting. Only prayer will produce a level of result. But when you have fasting, it makes it better. That's true. The word of God and meditation. Only the word of God is good, but when you add meditation, it makes it stronger. True? Now, faith and patience. Is that true? When you have only faith, it works, but you need to add faith to patience. Thanksgiving and faith. So, there are some things that you need to add them together to make things work. Praise God. So, today we are looking at the mutually exclusive lifestyle of prayer. All together? And now today will be the last we'll be looking at prayer for the month, and then subsequently we'll be looking at the word of God. Remember, it's our month of prayer and the word of God. Now you need to develop your prayer life. Now the Bible says, is anyone afflicted, let him do what? James 5:13. That is true. Is anyone afflicted, let him worship. Is that what the Bible says? If anyone is afflicted, let him worship. If you are led to worship, that's what you should worship. But the formula is, when you are afflicted, what should you do? Pray. There's what we call the Almighty formula in math. Negative B, positive of negative, the square root of 4 is equal to 3 over the 2A. Minus 1 over 3. 30. Call the Almighty formula. If you bring the equation to solve by completing the square method, and the equation did a Luther, you took it to what is that formula? Completing the square. There's another formula that has to do with integrate or something like that. Okay, I'm starting your wise activity now. That's just class today here. Yeah, a lot of you that hallelujah. And then, if there are two methods, guys, completing the square and then differentiation or something like that.
Some of the difference,
is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, yeah, that's correct. Yeah, probably, even in church, you're not hearing me. Praise God. You know, when you're in class and they ask questions, you don't want to answer, you pretend if you're not in class. Okay, so we have in Jesus' name. So if those two cannot solve the equation, and then you carry the equation and put it in Almighty formula, it must solve. That's not true.
Yes, sir.
If those two did not solve the equation, that is what prayer can be. If anything that refuses to bow to anything, prayer will solve it. And if you bring it to prayer, prayer will not solve it. Let's say I'm praying for money. Lord, give me money. After praying, money will not fall. But prayer will show you how to get the money. After that, people will look at the necessity of prayer. Prayer will show you how to get the money. If your problem is how to marry or how to, prayer will show you how to find a lady. Mm-hmm. Prayer will teach. I tell people, men of God love better. Why? Because we know how to be intimate with the Holy Spirit, and we can move the Holy Spirit. He lady, we cannot move. Mm-hmm. Now think about it. If you can move a spirit to be so intimate with you, how you told a spirit that a human being was there when they gave back to you, and the Holy Spirit listened to you. Who is that lady that won here? That I spend your time in prayer and get to know the Holy Ghost. The same with the ladies also. All together, if you can carry the atmosphere of His presence, everything will work. So prayer, we know we looked at that last one. We looked at the necessities and the benefit of prayer. We're not going to look at that today. Praise God. So prayer is very, very important. Praise God. So briefly, quickly before we go, we look at types of prayers. Now, there are many types of prayer. We have some will say 50, some have 20, some 25, but there are many types of prayer. Praise God. The first prayer we're looking at is the prayer of faith. James 5:15, we'll have to be quick. Prayer of faith. James 5:15. And then Mark 11:23. James 5:15 says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Another example of prayer of faith is Mark 11:23. Hallelujah. When Jesus was talking about Mark 11:23, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, you don't look at the mountain and say, move, the mountain shall be moved. Normally, prayer of faith is a prayer that once you pray once, you don't repeat that prayer because you believe it has been answered. Hallelujah. And when you begin to repeat the prayer, it has shifted to another kind of prayer. prayer being the prayer, you pray once. And then you notice you forget about the prayer point that has been answered. That is a prayer of faith. How do you get up? Now, for people that have the gift of faith, it's easier for them. Somebody like Bishop Oyedepo. That is the strongest gift of the Spirit. Faith. He can believe for anything. Believe for anything. Has faith for all the impossible things. Hallelujah. You will build a 50,000 capacity in 9 months. When the structure has not been designed, the money is not on the ground. And you say, Lord, and you are crazy enough to announce in church. September 18th, the dedication. Where is the structure? Where is the money? Where is the land? But he believed God. Is it there or not? Yes. Many of us don't go there. God, you are joking. Wait, let me tell you this. Your architectural brain will begin to work. God, you know, we need 3 weeks for structural design. Another 1 week for approval. Then 2 months for stamping. Before we do 4 reasons to raise the foundation of this kind of structure is in billions. Altogether. But he believed it. And they were not only building the Canaan sanctuary, they were building kingdom, they were building other structures alongside. One man of God came and told him, okay, let's stop the other structures. You know, their secondary schools are like some universities in Nigeria. Do you know that? Somebody said, okay, let's stop this one. Who might be in the church? Say, which one of them can you build? The man said, I cannot do any one of them. Say, is God that is building it? So the man can believe God. So it's a prayer. You pray once and God does it for you. Number two is a prayer of agreement. Some will call it corporate prayer. Acts chapter 1 verse 14. Matthew 18:19. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9. A prayer of agreement. The prayer of corporate, the power of the prayer of what we call corporate prayer.
The Bible says, and this all continued with what?
This all continued with one accord. They were together. You know, you can be together and not be in one accord. Is that correct? You can be together and not be in accord. That's why people fight in church. But they continued in one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Matthew 18:19. Prayer of agreement. Hallelujah. Then the Bible says, one will chase 1,000, two will what? Put 10,000 to fly. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth. Now, most time when we read the Bible, this looks so simple, but it's very, very powerful, and it's the truth. If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, don't forget what I said on Friday. Is it on Friday? Or what is it? Concerning anything, touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be given, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Now, the power agreement, two of us coming together agreeing and say, Father, we need this to be done. The Bible says, when two agree, it will be done unto them. Hallelujah. That is why there are many things that will never happen when you pray alone. You need somebody to pray with. You always need somebody. That's why when you are married, that is one of the powerful prayers. When a husband and wife hold their hands together and pray, it becomes almost impossible for that thing not to happen. So learn to have the prayer, not to name people that agree with you. Altogether, many times I pray for services, but I love it when we pray with the leaders because it is no longer myself praying now. It's a prayer of agreement. Now I pray the Lord, let your presence, let people be touched. But when we come together, 3 and 4 of us agree together, Father Lord, today, let life be touched. It's another effect altogether. Because these are the way the things are in the spirit. When two people agree, it makes the result better concerning anything. Now, what did I say? When the Bible says touching anything, it doesn't really mean anything. That I said, or what is it? Please listen to the meeting. When God said, there are things that God will never do for you. Praise God. Praise God. Please get the message and then you understand. I cannot go to that. That would be deep. Number, and then Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9. The Bible says, two are better than one. Is that correct?
And God, when the Bible says, two are better than one because they have good rewards for their labor. Therefore, I say, woe to him that is alone. But when they lie, they will have heat. Now, when the Bible says something like that, normally, he's talking about two good heads. Is that correct? The two bad heads are equal to not, it's better that it's only one bad head. Now, when the Bible is talking, always the Bible is always on the positive and on the optimistic side. So, when the Bible just says two are better than one, he's talking about two good heads. So, don't go, when you say a dummy, 20 heads and another dummy, they'll produce a dummy or a dummy result. Is that correct? So, two heads are better than one. Hallelujah.
Put out a prayer and have somebody you pray with, you agree with. How together? Have somebody you can join with. You know that if this person says praying for me, he's praying for me. Because many people that say we are praying for you, they are not really praying for you. You know that?
Yes.
Even you too, you say you are praying for somebody, I'm not really praying. You say yes for others. You too, you know. You just say, I'm praying for you, but you know they are not. Let me tell you something. You must learn something. Many people that say we are praying, they are not really praying for you. So you must learn it. You must have somebody that consciously. When somebody says, are you praying for me? I said, did you mention my name? Did you mention my name? The person say, okay. You know, when I was in school, when somebody say, did you mention my name? I said, no, I meant in tongues. They were, when I pray in tongues, to cover the area. But many people are not really praying for you. So that means you need people that consciously, you can hold hands together and say, Father, we agree for this thing to happen. Are we together? After service on Friday, I was sitting down here, meat was sitting down here, and then people complained that the farm was, the place was hot. And then we needed money, there was nothing in the account. So I hailed them and said, Father Lord, we receive a fund in the name of Jesus. That was how we got to buy this. We got to buy this fund. But we held them together and agreed. And the money came. So it's real and it's practical. Are we together?
Yes.
Number four, you have called the prayer of thanksgiving. You number three? The prayer of faith is number one. Number two is the prayer of agreement. Number three, okay, the prayer of thanksgiving. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 from verse 16 to 18. Matthew 15:36. Philippians 4 6, be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with what? With thanksgiving. This is one of the secrets of winners' family. Hallelujah. Always appreciating God, thanking God. With thanksgiving, let your request be made unto God. There is a message that is called the protocol of God's presence. Bible says, enter his gate with what? Thanksgiving. That is the password, you know, the message Bible will say, enter into his gate with password. Thanksgiving. That's what the message Bible says. Yes. Because thanksgiving is always an access route. God kills people because of complaining. Did you know that? But I was wondering, God, you knew they were thirsty. You knew they didn't eat anything. God knew. And then they were complaining and God was angry and killed them. But because the way is to thank him and then make a request. Remember when I told them, ask him, you're not permitted to have what you don't ask. You can be there dying. God, they said, Matthew 6, verse 7 to 8. God said, I know your need. But until you ask for them, you're on your own. We'll be watching ourselves, you and God. How do you get that, guys? So prayer of thanksgiving, and this will become your lifestyle. You must learn to thank God. Thank God consistently. Consistently. You know, one of the great things I learned from man of God, Pastor David here, is anytime we come to pray, I remember those days we go, me, my own is, let us start prayer. We are here to pray for instrument. We are praying for you. Let's go. Father Lord, soul. Say, Father Lord, can we thank God? I'm not asking me to pray. Say, thank you. I want to be taking my time. I really thank God for asking God. We are here to pray for this thing. Tell me that we are here praying for. That I didn't know. Hallelujah. And I got to know the power of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving can make all things to be possible for you. When Jesus said, speak the five loaves of bread, the Bible says he did what? He gave what? Appreciate God for your black trousers that have looked like maroon color because of fading. Thank God for that trouser. Now black fade to maroon. Thank God for it. Then you are ready for a Versace trouser. When it can be clean. Appreciate God for your Techno China phone. You are applying for. Forget about the prayer for that. Appreciate God for your one room safe content. Appreciate God that you are trekking. At least you have a shoe. Is that correct?
Yes,
then you are applying for a Medis E-class. Appreciate God that you are single and you are healthy and you are even beautiful. You are applying for your wife or your husband. Appreciate God that you have a certificate. Many people are looking, everybody is, let it be passed, let it just be. So I met somebody that was his prayer point, he was around 35. Let him just have wire. That is all. But here you are a graduate. Appreciate God for health. The day you cough and then your throat cannot cough very well, you go and then they say, no, the person go. And then osophagus cancer. Now when you know that it's pain, osophagus is in your throat. You didn't even know. You didn't take time to thank God. So then go to your hospital. When you see people, sometimes I
was disturbing my mother. I need a trouser. I was angry at her. I left home. I was not talking with her. My friend's father was sick, so I visited him to the hospital, George University Hospital. So I was there, and then somebody came out that I was crying. Somebody came out that, and then I saw people suspended, flying with crutches, and then all manner of diseases. When I left, I didn't even want her to give me what I wanted. I knew that to be alive is a law. So go to FMC here. If you go to FMC, don't go to emergency. Go to orthopedic, where the people are breaking their bones. See people, their legs suspended, hands suspended. See metals piercing into people. You learn how to thank God. Father Lord, I am from Ogurima Gongo. I am from Lokoja. I am from this. I am from this. Look at where he sent me the servant Bogiza. And I have been complaining for long. Money is not important on Lagos. Money, there are people in Abuja and they are frustrated. You are healthier than them and better than them in Lokoja. People in the center of Port Harcourt, in the center of wealth, somebody can be in Kaba and is richer than them. Money is not in Lagos. I told people when we were in Lagos, I said that money is not in Lagos. Money is not in Abuja or Port Harcourt. Anywhere God says stay, you will prosper. He can irrigate a wilderness for you. The Bible says, the question God, can you water a table in the wilderness? God can water Lagos for your sake. Altogether, so prayer of thanksgiving. Number four is the prayer of request and supplication. Please listen to our message on the prayer of asking. We took over an hour to explain that message. Please, in case you have not listened to any of our messages, get these 2 weeks' messages. Altogether, we looked at asking a whole day, seeking a whole day, knocking. All of them have been mind blowing, personally for myself. I want to say this is one of the best messages I've preached since the church started. But it really blessed me. Altogether. So listen to them. The prayer of supplication. You will never get to a point in your life when you not ask God for something. Altogether. God can once in a while do something for you. You know there are people like that. They are able to say, as he's thinking, God will do it. As he's thinking, God will do it. There are people like that. But even he himself, there are things he still ask God for. Two of us. Because prayer, there are times you need to verbalize. The Bible says that same Philippians 4:6. Say, be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. After thanking God, the next thing you do is what? Make your request known. What are you here for? What will I have to do? We have said that a lot. I don't want to go back. The prayer of supplication. When you look at the prayer of asking, it will cover that. Ephesians 6, verse 18 also. Ephesians 6:18. The prayer of supplication. Praying always with all prayer. That means I have all manner of prayers and supplication in the spirit. And watching thereunto with perseverance and supplication. For all saints. Are we together, guys? So prayer of supplication, prayer of repentance. There are times we need to take time and say, Father Lord, this is what I need. You know, many times we tend to pray for others. Lord, souls be added to the kingdom. Forgetting that you yourself you are a soul. Is it true? Let me come again. We pray that let souls be added, let the life of souls be changed. For you too, you are a soul. Is that not true? A soul is a soul. No soul is more valuable than another soul. If a pastor, a beggar, a soul is a soul. So there are times you need to take out and Father Lord, this is what I want, and then verbalize your request. Number five is the prayer of consecration, dedication to God. Prayer of consecration. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 10, and then Matthew 26, verse 39. Prayer of consecration. Prayer of dedication. Some people call it the prayer of confession. How do you get that? After this manner, therefore, pray, our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. Matthew 26, 39. This is a prayer where you consecrate yourself and set yourself apart for God to use you. The arrow. This is a prayer where you consecrate yourself and then set yourself apart. You pray for the kingdom. Pray for the advancement of the kingdom. You set apart, you are setting aside for the use. You have a call into the use, into the ministry, or you want to do anything for God. Bible says, and he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. So the prayer, this is what we call the prayer of consecration, actually. The prayer of dedicating yourself for God's use. After your wife did the prayer that Father God did to pray, or after as a profession of your life, Father God, I consecrate myself to you. Because in a prayer that you must do consciously, I dedicate my voice to you. I dedicate my hands to you. I dedicate my body to you. Are we together? Consecrate yourself. Once this altar is consecrated and oil is poured upon it for God's use, it has become a holy thing. Is that true? Me and you know that in Africa, even no matter how you are pressed, the territory or the land where there is a shrine or an altar, you don't need there to cook. True? Because you know that place is consecrated for demons. No matter, let it be you are pressed, you are no matter how pressed you are, you know that place it has been dedicated for demons. That is the way you can dedicate your life. Say, Father, my soul, take my life, transform it, take my mind and mold it, take my will, conform it to yours. You know that song? So you dedicate your life to God. Number six, what we call the prayer of intercession. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, and then John 17. Now, 1 Timothy 2, verse 1. The prayer of intercession. Quickly, please. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Are we together? Now, the whole of John 17 is the prayer of intercession. Jesus made it for others. There are people that have a whole ministry built on this. Whole ministry, their problem is intercede. And when they pray for you, God hears them. They intercede, they pray for others. And then number seven is the prayer of imprecation. I love this one. Prayer of imprecation. I-M-P-R-E-C-A-T-I-O-N. Psalm 7 and Psalm 55 and Psalm 69. This is the prayer we use to involve and invoke God for judgment. All together. Ha! The psalmist said, Lord, add iniquity to their iniquity. No, I love reading Apostle Babalola of blessed memory. It is said that his favorite book is the book of Psalms. Has anyone heard it before? The book of Psalms. So he read it over anytime he's about the minister. That scripture made him acidic. Enter an evil void and discharge all of them. All together? Very, very delicate human being. David, in those kind of, you see prayer point I like. You know every time you pray for people to repent, there are some that will not repent. All of you are holiness people here. It's not every time you pray for people to repent, there are some that will, they are vowed to die. Somebody told that their neighbor, he said, me, I am going to hell. I'm not looking for many people to go with me alone. People like that, they waste too and they repent, or they may not even repent, especially in the end. The hell they want to go to will put more fast forward them. Number two, that was David said, add iniquity to their iniquity. Say, let remove their name from the book of life. Say, let their heart deadly prayers. You know what I'm talking about? This is going to pray in the book of Psalms. Say, kill their children and wipe their generation. And the Bible says, this is the man after my own heart. Are you more holy than David? I see that. This is a man. God so much loved him and sealed him. His children rebel against God. God said, I will not remove this guy for the sake of David. That was the man that said, Lord, remove their name from the book of life. Say, let their feet be slippery. Let them never get balanced. Fight! Say, the people that fight against me are not people that are fight. They are my family, they are my neighbors. We went to house. May God. No, that's very, very important, though. However, you must respect my dinner fire. We need them in Nigeria. There are many people that are like courtesy that they give to look for you. And we need them. The man of God, everybody can be preaching love. No, not everybody can't. There are people that need to balance the equation. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
You know how you need to balance the equation? You only change the number of the moles. You don't change the item. You don't 2 moles of these 2 months. There's a way you balance the equation. Let's not go there. Pray God. So you don't. We need people like that. If we had them, some people would not know their life. How do you get that? So that once in a while you need to waste some people. You need that kind of anointing. There is an anointing to kill. It came upon Jehu. And Elisha said, send the man to go and anoint him. Let me give you advice.
Once you put the oil on his head, run. Hey! I like that one. Advice. You are the one that anointed him, but you will not hear who anointed him. He will waste and don't be taken to waste anybody's seed. So once you put the oil on his head, run. You will not care whether you are a spiritual father or spiritual mother, or biological or non-biological. Once you anoint him, run. The guy begin to move like a bulldozer. When Jezebel, even the king of Israel, came to visit, included him. So we need that kind of prayer. And that grace will come up. This was my prayer at the point in life. But that way I discovered that when I got to how bad hell was. I wish I could pray for the devil to go to hell. But they see, there are people that they are about to go to hell, so we help them to go. Now together, but the God has sent me to deliver the world, and you are stopping them, I kill you. Praise God. So finally, now it's a prayer of intimacy, fellowship. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 from verse 14. Wow, I think I'm gone. 1 Corinthians 14 from verse 14 to 15, and then Romans 8, 26. Now, the prayer of intimacy and the prayer of fellowship is the most, none of them is more important than another. All together. But if you spend time on the prayer of fellowship and the prayer of intimacy, Romans chapter 8 from verse 26 to 27, and then Jude 20, 1 Corinthians 14 from verse 14 to 15. If you spend your time on intimacy and fellowship, you will spend less of your time in all the remaining prayers. Do you understand? If you spend your time in intimacy, you spend most of the time. If I am with Moyo, every time I come to Moyo, please give me gari, please give me indomie, please I need money. You understand me now? I'll begin to look obnoxious to her. Once she sees me, it has come again, it has not come again. But if around, and I'm always around her, I don't want her presence. As we are talking, I'm just like, my stomach. Are you hungry? What do you want to eat? Is that true? I will not necessarily even need to make a request. That's the way you can discern hunger on the face. What do you know that? If you don't know that, you have not been hungry before. There's a way you can discern hunger. There's a way you can discern poverty. There's a way you can discern wealth. When you're talking with someone in the face, how much is this? How much is that means that person has money? But when you're talking around them, the person is always quiet, always quiet, always quiet. And the problem is not thinking, maybe he doesn't have money. Remember when I was in campus, when you meet sisters, say, are you eating today? When we don't have money, we don't ask that question. So you know we have money, because if you have not eaten, then you can get that food. But the day you don't have money, we don't ask, because what if he says you have not eaten? What would you say? That is wisdom. Is that not true? When we don't have money, we don't ask that kind of question. How are you? We only ask about our spiritual life. When you are praying, when you love the Lord, and then we just pass as if nothing is happening. But when you have money, say, I pity him. And then they say, let's go and buy food. Let's go and have because you have money. That is because intimacy. All the other prayers will become possible for you by intimacy. That is one of my, I don't want to say, most of the time when I pray, you know, all your prayer points can be said in English in 5 minutes, even if you write it in the book. So when somebody says he has prayed for long, it cannot be mentioning requests. Just pray in the spirit, praying in tongues, and fellowshipping with the spirit, and then partnering with him, and it will become possible now. What are the prayer mistakes that people make? Number one is repetition instead of persistence. On Wednesday, we looked at the whole 6 point on persistence. Bible speaking in Matthew chapter 6 from verse 7 to 8. The problem of repetition instead of persistence. Matthew 6 from verse 7 to 8. Very interesting. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them. For your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. I said on Wednesday that the difference between repetition and persistence is what? The time of request. The difference, say with me, the difference between persistence and repetition is the time of request. Repetition is mean, five naira, I need five naira, God, five naira, at the same time.
For them, persistence is, Lord, I need 5 naira. And then later, in the afternoon, you come back, Lord, I need 5 naira. Later, and then you give a different interval. Do you get that? That is what we call very repetition. You make the same request. But after morning prayer, after the prayer, end up in the road, just make that request. The difference is in the time. Number two prayer mistake that many people make is focusing on the quantity of time instead of the quality of the time. Matthew 23 verse 14. You know, last Sunday after Papa was speaking, after the meeting, he said that God told him that you don't only make requests on quantity but also on the quality. Is that correct? And many people focus on the quantity. I pray for 15 hours. It's not looking spiritual. Not looking spiritual. I pray for 10 hours and people brag about it. What unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for in before widows house, and for a pretense, make long prayer. Therefore, you shall receive the greater damnation. So for pretense, some people pray long prayer just to announce I did 10 hours. Some people did 5 hours just to announce. What is good though? You know what is good? There are some things that you do even with a wrong motive, but it still has effect on you. Your motive of that 10 hours, you brag about it. But after that 10 hours in tongues, it will affect you. You understand that? Your motive was wrong actually, but that thing, it's just like, the reason why I held a naked wire is to prove to Sister Moyo that I'm a macho man. My motive was wrong, but the electricity will not excuse my error of that. Is that correct? So, now, don't focus on long prayer, even though long prayer is important. Never enroll long prayer from your life. It has benefits. Have you get that? Long hours in tongue can make your life to become lethal, toxic. Your spirit man will become charged, aflame, aghast. They're just fired up. Long hours prayer, what it does to you cannot be explained. It's better. There is no words to explain what praying long. Sometimes when I pray for long hours, I can feel my bone inside me hot. Like when I can you know, inside of your body feeling hot. I can feel it. I can feel it. It's internal heat. It does something to your spirit, man, that cannot be explained. Okay, that. So it's important you develop the art and the skill of praying long. But nonetheless, let it not be your focus. Okay, that? Focus on the quality of the prayer. Now, in those 10 hours, in those 15 hours of my prayer, of your prayer, what did you do? No matter what, just lying down in God's presence for 15 hours, your life will not be the same. Even if you go there and sleep for that 10 hours, I can tell you that. Anything that you do in the name of God's presence, just play a music video, or play a worship song, or don't be there. Till I dance, I pray, and my tongues, my teeth are paining me. I don't mean this 10 hours must come. Paining me, I don't be there. Sometimes my system will off. My system will just go off. I'll play music, put earpiece, worship song. Let it not be charging yourself. Don't be charging yourself. But the focus is what you do, the quality of it. Don't only focus on the quantity. The quantity is important, but focus on the quality. Number three mistake that many people make in prayer is hypocrisy and public display instead of private prayer. Hypocrisy and public displays instead of private prayers. Matthew chapter 6 verse 5. And then Matthew chapter 23 verse 14. And then Luke chapter 18 from verse 10 to 11. Matthew 6, 5, Matthew 23, 14. Luke 18 from verse 1, from verse 10 to 11. Any of them? And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as a hypocrite. Or hypocrite. For the Lord to pray standing in the synagogue. They go to sanctuary. And there are many people that pray more in family, but you never see them in prayers. Go below that. You never see them there, but they pray more. It's not about women. And then disturbing everybody, they must hear my voice and pray. It's not about that one. Bible says that is important. They start to learn to stand, even though it's very, very important. All together, in a way to stress the truth, I always banter that I don't go to extreme. So they have to pray standing in the synagogue in the corner of the city that they may be seen of men. Now the problem is that people will see them. I see the intention. In the one you pray, the Bible says in the grave you went to pray alone. People prefer public prayer than private prayer. Nobody ever grows publicly. Nobody ever grows. All of us, when let's say we are around here for 2 years. After 2 years, our spiritual level will not be the same. But we listen to the same word. Like, we went to the same class, some people have their class, some people have EFCC results. You understand? EFCC. Same lecturer, same timetable, same lecturer. But they did different things after the lecture. So, private prayer is the key. People prefer public prayer. Some people, if you don't hold their microphone, they are angry. That's the truth. So if they are not on stage, they are not in the show. They must be future somehow. Prefer to be behind. Hey! A day will come that they will give you the mic. And all the things you have been boiling inside, you download in 2 seconds. Where has this guy been? That is the way it happens. Many people are just on the background. You don't know what God is cooking in them. Praying in their private. I've noticed it by experience. Some people, I want to give them mic. 2 minutes, one day this broke. I know spirituality is something that you cannot fake. If it is there, it's there. If it's not there, it's not there. Forget it. Just gyrate and move people. Somebody shall fire. Liar, I don't know. People are not fools. You can do that in one service, but when people do something, they don't know, oh, but this guy is something wrong. Even the person that is not spiritual will know you are fake. Because they want to really know the original. That's not true. But somebody on the private, on the low, building himself, giving the mic for 1 minute to lead a prayer. So, wow, who is this person? Have you ever experienced before? Wow. And then suddenly the person will come to spotlight. That was my story in school. So, on the background, I never believed it would be somebody important. I was there praying 12 to 2 midnight. I would time myself. 12 alarm. Once God has not spoken by 2, I'm going away. I was so disagreeable with God. I said, God, speak in 2 hours. I'm not speaking. You know what? It's very, very important. You know what? It gave me discipline. Even though I would not be able to pray for 2 hours. Discipline is very, very important in prayer. Okay, I used to say boldly that I don't really have the grace to pray like that. But I have the discipline of prayer. Once I take 10 hours, even my body and system know we're not living this place. This world clock must turn to this time. That is discipline. Your phone is ringing. Remember, you're supposed to go to the bank. I die here today. That is discipline of prayer. Together. But private prayer. Anybody that can pray 30 minutes alone can pray 3 hours in public. When you see people in night vigil or in prayer meeting, after a number, they are snoring or they are sleeping, it's because they don't have a private prayer life. Anyone, say with me, anyone that can pray 30 minutes alone can pray 3 hours in public without feeling any stress. It takes extra discipline to pray alone. Hope you know that. Extra. Nobody will come and say, Prophet will not come and say, in Jesus' name we pray, the Lord will help us. Now we are going to pray for this and this, and then give another prayer point for 4 minutes. Even a prayer meeting is supposed to last for 15 minutes, he will charge you for 12 minutes. After you actually pray for 3 minutes. Is that not true? But that's the normal, that's the way it is now, because the people that you don't charge, they will never pray. You need to explain the prayer point to them, read scriptures, and then direct them, then they will pray. If not, you don't be there, they'll say, what is this guy even talking about? So, what is wrong with the souls of men? So you need to explain to them. Are we together? So that is why. But when you are alone, you are auto-motivated. What is auto? Automoted. You need to give the prayer point, give the scripture, understand it, and pray. So if you can pray for 1 hour alone, you can pray 5 hours in public. I can tell you from my experience, anybody witnessing that, And the way you know somebody that will last in prayer, what we are going for a 3 hours prayer and you come and say, Shaba laga daba ya da laga daba, I know you're not over. I know. No, I know you're not over. When is the night vigil? 9:30 we are starting, and then you are just shouting, swearing, liar, that your voice is high. I know you're not over. By 11, you'll be snoring behind. You know, there's a way that after doing this thing for a while, you develop automatic skill. The Bible says, I've come to teach you skill. Leading prayer is a skill. Hope you know that. You keep prayer when people pray, it's a skill. Like the way you carry an auditorium and then carry people to pray. So the way it's a skill, you must learn it and then pray it. Praise God. And learn the skill. So, hypocrisy instead of private prayer. Number 4. Mistake that most people make in prayer is focus on self instead of the kingdom. Pray in this manner, our Father, Matthew 6, verse 9 to 10. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Matthew 6, verse 3 says, seek first his kingdom and what? His righteousness, and then every other thing will be added unto you. James chapter 4, verse 3 says, you pray and God will answer you because you want to spend them on yourself. James 4, 3. Altogether. So many people, if they give you 10 hours of prayer, you pray for yourself. 9 hours. Father, give me this, because your name is Jimmy. Give me. Focus on yourself. Altogether. Focus on yourself. It is something I hate, selfishness. I don't know. I hate it when you want to oppress somebody. It's very bad, bro. Focus on yourself. When there is a big meat and a small meat, you always want to carry the big meat. Always. When there is a bad seed and a good seed, you always want to sit on a good seed. I hate that kind of a thing. Selfishness. Always focus on yourself. Okay, the Bible says, James 4 verse 3, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss that you may consume them upon your lust, upon yourself. When was the Lord that you pray for kingdom advancement? When was the Lord that you pray for the church to grow? When was the Lord that you pray for me? When was the Lord that you pray for Barrister Simon? Pray for Benga. When the Lord lift his music instrument, anoint him. Today, somebody's ministry. I told you I'm ministering today. Wow. Prof, you're ministering today. For the Lord, bless him. I remember one time somebody told me he was ministering. In my room, in the meantime, I walk out to pray. I pray for the person. Father, let his voice be important. Anoint him. Give him contrast. Give him unction. Because when you do that, not focusing on yourself alone, it makes your prayer to be answered speedily and faster. How do you get that? Number 5 mistakes is assuming that God knows your needs and not stating it. Matthew chapter 6, verse 7 to 8 again, sir. Assuming that God knows your needs. Matthew 6, verse 7 to 8. And when you pray, do not use their repetitions as the heathen do. For they think they will be heard for their many words. Jehovah will not be like the next word. How together? The next word. Therefore, do not be like them. For your Father, what? Know the thing that you have need of before you what? Ask him. Nevertheless, he said what? Ask. Never assume that God knows you need a job. Get the message on asking, please, and listen to me. Praise God. Never assume that God knows that. He doesn't know my age. He doesn't know I'm 35. I should marry by now. No. Never assume that God knows that. As he don't see my tracking, you give me a car. No. Never. Most people assume that God knows their needs. And until you pray them, please get that message. I'm begging you for your good. Get that method of asking and listening to it. It will bless your life. How together? Yes. Number 5, the final mistake many people make in prayer is praying with unconfessed sins. Psalm 66, verse 18. And then 1 chapter 1, verse 9. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 2. And then James 5, verse 16. The Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, what will happen? The Lord will not hear me. How together? If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Are you in any of the other ones?
Yes, sir.
Which one is that? If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to clean us from what? All unrighteousness. Yes. Isaiah 59, verse 14, James, verse 16. Now, praying with unconfessing is that you are trying to be arrogant and proud before God. I did this thing, but there's nothing you can do. You must do what I want you to do. How we get that, guys? Their work shall not become garment, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. No, verse 2, sir. It's 9, verse 2. But your iniquities have what? Separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you. That what? He will not hear. How to get out? So, I don't really believe of this kind of. Anytime we come to pray, Father Lord, now let's begin to confess our sins, let God forgive us. I believe people should live a repentant lifestyle. Anytime you are wrong, apologize. Is that correct? That is the way I was trained in prayer. You don't need to come and say, now I begin to pray that God forgive us our sins. No, I was not trained that way. I was saying you must live a repentant. So when we come, everybody is set to pray. Don't come and be. Everybody should be ready and repentant to come and pray. Okay, that. Anytime you are wrong, anytime, I don't know why people, what is the problem? Something is wrong. The voice of your spirit is what? Your conscience. You know that? The voice of your spirit is what? Your conscience. The voice of your body is pain. The voice of your soul is your thinking. Is that correct? Anytime your conscience brings you, the way you look at me is jealousy or something like that. Repent! I'm sorry. That, is that too much to ask of God? Many people will do something wrong, and then they will know it is wrong, and they pray in the midst of bitterness. In the midst of unforgiveness, because that is the thing that most people don't, if it's fornication, they know they are going to be only bad. But bitterness, unforgiveness, malice, they all call sins of the spirit, more deadly than fornication. Okay, that? I can be similarly with Barista Simon, I like you. But in my heart, see you. Can I even preach that? Can I even sing? Wonder, for your love. Wonder, for your grace. Wonder,
is that powerful song?
I was asking him that day that I was surprised that it was an original song. Very, you must record that song, though. How do you get that? So, I'm using something as an example now. But it's smiling at him, is that not true? But in his heart, may God remove the front teeth of your enemies. So that by their smile, you will know them. How do you get that? By their smile, what is it that you are one of them? Like you will know their heart, because obviously the heart of a man is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know them? So pray with all confession. Once you are wrong, confess your sin and repent. See, I hear. Number one, prayer mistake was what? Instead of person, number two was what? Wow, I mean, I'm happy Ben guys reading me today. Number three. Is that number three? What? Okay, number four. Number five. And then number six was what? Now, all these are mistakes that people make and then it affect their prayer life and affect their results. Okay, that? Please note them. Anyone you are faulting, adjust. How do you get that, guys? You know, you have no further now. I want to give you keys to constant answers in prayers, and then we close. Keys to constant answers to prayers. Keys. You know, this morning, something happened. I checked my bag and I saw a lot of jotters. All those wedding jotters that I used to give you wedding. And I packed them. When I dressed, I packed them with this, my Bible to start coming. I said, I want to share it to people that don't have the time to trust. But I just said, if they don't want the money, they have your money, they didn't buy. Even if I get it, I don't know what happened this morning. It's still on my bed if you go to my room now. Why did you get it? Like, I see that before you didn't buy. Even if I get it, I'm not right. So, go my room, go my room. But it's very, very important. Now, keys to constant result in prayer. Number one, always approach God with thanksgiving and praise instead of murmuring and complaining. Don't forget, keys to constant result in prayer. Psalms 100 from verse 1 to 2. Always approach God. I think I've spoken about that, so I'm just jumping now. Always approach God with thanksgiving and with praise. Are we together? Anytime you go to the room of prayer, appreciate Him with thanksgiving and praise. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy of my praise. Just imagine, Moyo, He calls you. Moyo, the first thing, not good morning, you are beautiful. You know you are fine. Yeah, Moyo, you know you are fine. That's the guy I'm talking to. You know you are fine. Anytime you use the zoom, it don't want anything in my body. Mm-hmm. Ah, yeah, love that.
I like your size. I like the way your clothes used to fit. And I like your test of bags, really. No, when you talk, you know, it shows your intelligence. You're not even more when you're excited. Can you see? You're not even happy when you're excited. So how about God now? Stop praising. You know, you're praising for what he has done. Look at how you've done my round. Look at just begin to praise and worship. It does something to him. Before you know, just imagine what I was saying, that kind of thing to Moyo. Say, Moyo, please, can you call me by 12? She'll put up 11:45. She'll be by her phone. Let her madam say submit any if I forget that fire. 11:50 she calls. She said that if I call now, MTN may delay for 1 minute, so let me tell the first one. Why? Because after you appreciate somebody for what you're doing, no, remember that. Thanksgiving is an application actually for more. You acknowledge that somebody has done something for you, and then you give him a break. Anybody, look at it. I gave you something, and then you say thank you. I want to give you again. Is that true? Gave you something, and then you say thank you. I want to do it again. Acknowledging it, my mother said that anytime he gives a seat to a man of God, especially somebody younger than him, no, somebody higher than you, don't expect the person to tell you thank you. Even if you say thank you or not, that's none of your business. But somebody lower than you, are you hearing me? Those of you that are mentoring people, or you have mentors, if you give somebody something higher, the higher person has an obligation to say thank you if you choose to, or to bless you. Actually, God bless you is higher than thank you. You know that? So I'm coming from somebody higher. But when you give somebody downward, now downward giving, you know that upward giving, downward giving, and then sideward giving. The only one that really blesses you is upward giving. Downward giving and sideward giving doesn't really lift you up. If you want to go up, give up. You understand? So now, when you give, my mother said that anytime he gives a young man of God a seed, and then the person sent a reply later, he said that he reaped every of those later in between the line. That he wants to know the choice of what of the young minister. That the man of God appreciates his seed, appreciates his offering. And then when he noticed a sense of gratitude, he will do more. But once he noticed a sense of disdain, look at me. Johnny, look at the kind of food he's giving me. It's because of God, you get I packaged some of my clothes one time like that. I own them. Give somebody. No, you don't give clothes, you don't value. That's the principle. Like, you don't give clothes because if you are not using them before, somebody can see for them. But you give clothes that are still good. So clothes that are still good are value. I like them. I only white shirt, only white Versace shirt. And then I wear it, I feel. I only wear it for this. True love story. I don't need for this young man and other man. When I gave the guy, just opened and looked at him. He forgot to carry it from that place that day. Yes. Forgot to carry it. And this was somebody I decided I needed help. The next time I want to give, I gave the second person. And the second person values it. I always see the person with the clue and the person always excited. The next time I have time close to give, who will I give? Give you 10 naira. Thank you so much for that 10 naira. I'm grateful. And then somebody can thank you for 6 months for 10 naira. The next thing you want to bless somebody, you think about the person. So, actually, once you want to make maximum result in prayer, appreciate God with thanksgiving and praise. Make his head blue. He likes it. Come together. Confess the kind of things that I talk about. Number two is appreciate God with revelation and understanding. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14. Don't forget, I'm giving you keys to always having answers to prayers. 1 John 5:14. Appreciate God with understanding. Thank you very much. And this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we have anything, what? According to his will, he hears. So that is why the month of June is our month of prayer and what? The word. Only prayer is very important. Just imagine I begin to pray. Father, Lord, destroy all the churches and only raise the Kenya Encounter Center. I will pray that prayer for life. Never will happen. That's why you must have revelation, the list of prayer going from your list. There's a prayer for you. I bind the spirit of wine and selling. I say, this is the spirit of wine and selling. I bind the spirit of cockroach. I bind the. I say, if you be binding spirit by name, you have plenty of information. But an understanding can delete every devil from your life. The next time you step into the prayer, Father, I take authority of territory. In understanding, you know, the day you know something, you are free from that bondage. Altogether, approval with understanding, understand scriptures.
The church understands, even you go,
1, 2, 3 scripture, go to prayer. The Bible says, none shall want her meat. You make them male and female. Where is my husband? I understand you made us. Where is the second person? Where is he? Is that not true? I understand that none, the Bible says, the wife of your youth shall satisfy you. That was when I knew I was married early. The Bible says, wife of what? Your youth. Is that not true? No, I don't want to marry Flutter yet when she's 35. No. But with the wife of your youth. What is still young? Her body is still standing. Not stretched mad yet, still looking young. Let me see her when she's still young. That's the way the Bible wants it. I said, you must know it. When I saw that in the Bible, I said, I must marry early, my brother. But the Bible said, the wife of your youth. But satisfy me early with thy mercy. You can be satisfied early. It's not testimony when you have 1 million at 75. This is a testimony. But the testimony when you have 1 million at 50 is true of us. But satisfy me early with your mercy. So when you come to have an understanding that you have that fuels your prayer, it adds flames to your prayer. And then when you go, you know that you are sure the answer prayer is this. Is it in your will? Father Lord, I know you will heal me when you want to heal me. This pain in my body will go when you want to go. You are joking, you know. All together? No, it doesn't go because it is time to go. The devil is an illegal spirit. Bible says, by his stripes we have been healed. But why are we still sick? Because the devil doesn't play according to the rules. Have you ever played chess before or walk with somebody? And the person say, hey, look at this, and then the person will change something and then arrange. You know what? So like the person doesn't distract and then change the game. Do you understand? How many people have done it before? You are playing game with someone, just decided better than just change something in the permutation. I never done it before. All of you cannot be righteous like that. Ah, Jesus. Abba. Yeah, that's the way the devil operates. It's an illegal, he doesn't play by the rules. You must understand where you stand and enforce it. All together? You must know the Bible and know what it says about your life. And then when you approach God, approach with some scripture. The Bible says, come with words. Is that not true? Say, come with, bring your strong reasons. Why should I bless you? Because you're a Yoruba? Or because you're the imagination of Ghana, I should bless you. Why should I bless you? Is that not true? Then you go to the Bible and say, the Bible said, once I am blessed, I'll use the kingdom to serve him. The Bible said, you delight in my prosperity. Is that not true? The Bible says, gold and silver are mine, and they are for you. He said, you are my heavenly. So you go with your scripture, and then with understanding, God blesses you. Your body is to understand what you do. Remember, the Bible says, you don't commit pearls to swines. That's not true. Your valuable things, don't commit them to anybody. So understand, approach God with understanding and revelation. Number three, always ensure that you approach God with confidence and boldness in faith. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 says, come unto the throne of mercy. Come boldly. Is that not true? Come boldly. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 follows says that, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For anyone that comes to God must believe that he is. Anytime you go to God and you're dejected, you are afraid. God likes boldness. You know something? Boldness is a language in the realm of the spirit. Do you know that? Do you know that? Sometimes fear is a language. Once you are afraid, once the spirit sees that you are afraid, you know that this one is my victim. But once they feel arrogance and audacity and confidence, a man of God sent his men of God to cast a demon from a young lady, and the lady was giving them word of knowledge. Yeah, you know that you fornicated. I was like, the guy will dream. The next thing he said, the guy will enter me. The guy was afraid. Then out of them, backslide, and the lady was not in charge. The other revolution came. What is happening? And the lady said, you did it. And I said, yes, I did it. You believe me, I'm God. Is it your business? I went there, you see me enter. The devil knows, but this one is not my devil. There's something about boldness and confidence. When you're approaching the demon to cast, you know you're shaking. Pray for the person. After putting your hand, you're afraid. You have lost the battle already. When you are praying or approaching God with confidence, shoulders square. How do you hear that? How do you hear that, guys? Confidence. God never condemns. The spirit of condemnation is of the devil. If you are wrong, the spirit will convict you and then you repent. Anytime he says condemnation is not God.
Are we together? So always approach God with confidence. Anytime you brag about God, God will not disappoint you. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Anytime you brag, and Nehemiah said that he told the king that our God is able to protect us. Send not to build Jerusalem. And then when he was going, they didn't give him bodyguard, so he was afraid. He said, because if you brag with the king, God will be able to protect us. So he didn't give them bodyguard, so they were traveling. Then he went to God and said, Father, we didn't ask for bodyguard because of protection. So Lord, keep us. And God kept them. Boldness and confidence. John Wedemo was in the room, they went for a crusade. And then Ambrobas came to the hotel, climbing upstairs. When he opened and saw them, he closed the door, everybody in the door stayed inside. And then they came outside, put his hands inside his pyjama. Ambrobas with Moses holding their gun and pointing at them. Put his hand in his pocket and said, yes, what do you want? Is that not madness? His hand was in his pocket. No, please knock down. What do you want? Power! I can't remember what he said. The guy dropped it and the next day they ran mad. Can imagine somebody without guns, somebody with guns taking off. What he told me, I used to be the podium and said, he said that he was at home, I'm robbers came to his house. They were not attending, there were visitors in the house. The wife was shaking, the wife, they were already. So let's begin to pray. Say, I prayed before they came. No, he's not praying. Open the door, stop them in the kitchen. So we are here, they came to try and say, are you ready for me? Let me go and bring my God. He went to carry his Bible. Kept back with his Bible, the guy took off. When he tried to tear off his holy Bible, there is something behind him. That is confidence. You must always approach God with confidence that God will do it. And let us, if God is God, let fire fall down. Is that correct? He God lead him, God, you know the Bible says that God led him. But he was daring God in the public. That is why you must announce to people that you cannot fail. I told my dad when I'm going to meet, I said that even if it means I will eat sand, I will never ever beg for money. And when I said that God had me and the devils had me, I had confidence in the supplies of God that I know I will never be frustrated. Are you there? So confidence and boldness in God will give you guarantee to answer prayer. And then finally, never have an alternative source. Jeremiah 11 from verse 11 to 14, Jeremiah 12 verse 5. Never, when you are praying to God, never have an alternative source. In your mind, you are thinking of somebody, but you are praying. How together? In your mind, you are thinking of somebody, you are praying. Now, when I was in school, you know the way God taught me faith? You want to hear? You want to hear the way God taught me faith?
Yes, sir.
When I was in school, I thought I had faith. God will supply for me. Yes, we decree in the name of Jesus. So we talk with heart faith. But after praying that prayer, I'll call my mom, say, I'm with mom, say, I need this. So send the money. As you are praying in tongues, in your mind is the mom. So when I was done with NYC, God says, start ministry, don't pick a job, never call anybody for money. That was when I learned what is faith. That was when I learned that when I have problems, I don't think about, because there are people that, and those days, all I need to do is one phone call. And I will have 4 zeros in my account. Just one. I'll do that. But God said, no, because he wanted to teach me faith and real dependence on him. That's when he said, we moved our first Zion program. Remember that program? Our budget was 25K. Nothing in the account from heaven and earth. If many people are there, rented the rent sound, this man of God likes sound very well. So he said, we must rent sound. So we rented sound, and then everything was available. So how did the money come? After people mysterious, that was when I learned that God can move mountains. Not only so you move mountains, because walls too far. I just want to make you cry at all. When you hear that, they remind you of certain experiences of your life. That was when I learned faith in God. Now when I say God will supply, I'm not just talking because I have somebody in my mind. I have nobody. I know that God can supply. How do you get that? How many of us got something today? How many of us our prayer life is going to change? Now I want to pray one last prayer before the service closes. Can you be on your feet? First of all, can you appreciate God for his word and say, Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. Don't forget that I've already ministered before. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord. Now I pray for us that desire grace for prayer, extra grace for prayer, extra understanding for prayer, that the grace be available for you in the name of Jesus. I pray for your life. The next time you go to pray,
The next time you desire a prayer schedule, a prayer routine, that the wisdom of God and the ability of God will come upon you greatly and mightily in the name of Jesus. Everything, as you apply this principle to answer requests in prayer, all of them, once you apply them, they are not just principles. They are things that work. Applying them to your results are meant to produce results. I pray that Lord, as you apply them, every mistake in prayer that you have made, the grace to correct them in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, Lord, in this month. I pray for you, for myself, our prayer life, our world life in this month. From every prophecy we have declared already, we will have plenty of testimonies by Sunday. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the praise. Now, can you appreciate God and say, Father, we thank you. We honor you. We give you all the praise.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.